105.3 Seaside FM. I'm still out and about today at Preston Village Show. And now I'm joined by Dorothy. But no, it's not just me. It's Dorothy Perkins. Hi, Dorothy. How are you doing here today?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. Most folks call me Dot more times than not. But Dorothy Perkins shop, I don't own.
Good. So we have cleared that up. Thanks a lot for this. But that is not the reason you are giving me the interview here today. Dot, what are you trying to show to the people?
Well, I'm saying to them, I'm talking about the corns in the field, not them on the feet, you see, to see which corn is to which flower in the field, to distinguish the corn. Like your oats, barley and wheat, B-O-W, barley, oats and wheat, both for me if you like. And they tell them what it can use for, because your barley is for beer and whiskey you can make barley from. The others is oats, is porridge oats and oatmeal. Your wheat is your bread. Yeah, and which a lot of people don't know the difference in corns. They're all corns, but they all have individual names, you see.
So that is your task now and here today, to clear everything up and to teach the people what corns actually mean.
Yes, children and adults and all, a lot of adults don't know. And if everybody wrote down what they eat for breakfast, dinner and tea, and what fruit and that they eat, and write it all down, and then start to think where it sets off, how it's grown, how long it takes to grow, whether it comes by sea, air or road, into the country for the supermarkets and shops, for you to go and buy and take it home and put it on your plate and eat in 5 minutes, because that'll keep you going for a year or two.
And tell us and our listeners a little bit about why is it that important to you to give the people that kind of information.
Well, they don't seem to know what they're eating and where it comes from, right?
Yes.
You think of it all over the world, the different kinds what come into this country. What's grown in this country and what actually is imported in this country is tremendous when you think about it. We can grow some things in this group, but not everything, because our climate, the soil and the weather. And the world's best wheat is the Canadian wheat, is your world's best wheat in the world. We can't grow it the same. We do it more for animal and biscuits in this country, you see.
Incredibly interesting what you know, and well, it's not just a hobby for you. I know that you have worked in this area for quite a long time.
Oh,
is that true?
I've worked in wartime around this area. I've been in a factory, I've been in shops when it was ration days, I've been doing other jobs, and I'm a jack of all trades and masters of none, because I've had a go at all sorts, because I've done 28 years on one farm and nearly 50 years on another. I've done manual farming and I've done hydraulic farming.
Right.
And if there's anything else you want to know, there's the history of the wheel. Without the circular wheel, where would civilization be now?
And where can we see you next?
Where can you see me again? Well, it took a bit of thinking out, because I was sledmare a week or two back. I'm at Witherensea, 2 weeks at Witherensea, steam rally.
Very good. So people can come up to you and ask you any question. But one last question is still left. You know a lot of things about food and a lot of things about everything, basically, that has to do with food. What do you eat tonight?
What am I eating tonight? I don't know. Bread nipping, 3 rounds round pantry drawer. Have you ever eaten that?
Thank you, Dot. That was incredibly interesting. Good luck here today. And yes, see you around next time.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
This was 105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Doris Iran.